I think what I'll do is show you where we were actually inspired to start Crab Mobster. In the cooler here, we're just going to open the door, and I'm going to just see what we show you. As you can see here, we've got a lot of food in here. Usually this is packed to begin the week and during the week. This cooler, which is, I don't know, 30 or 40 feet long, is filled with boxes of produce to go to stores or to farmers markets or to our CSA members.
Nick Papadopoulos is the general manager of Bloomfield Farms, a 50-acre farm in western Sonoma County. He's also the CEO of Crop Mobster, a community exchange that tries to prevent food waste.
And different points in the week, some of this isn't sold or it comes back from market, still in great condition. In early March, I was literally standing right here. I'm looking in this cooler, and I see right here a large pile of produce that had come back from the market and some over here that was just over-harvested from the week before. Finally, it clicked in my brain that that needed to get to people. So literally, I was standing right here, and I pulled out my very old mobile device.
He took a picture and created the first Crop Mobster post on the Bloomfield Farms Facebook page.
Dear community, here's the deal. Our farm is used to losing all our money on this excess produce. It goes to the chickens in the compost pile, but we would love nothing more than to get this nutritious produce to you at a great deal. It will help us by recovering our costs, and we'll get to know you even better. Who's in? Text me.
Within an hour, he had a taker. A week later, he made a similar post.
And then finally, we realized, well, if this can help Bloomfield Farms and citizens in our community, would it be possible to create an online community exchange to take awareness of these issues and make a difference? And so that's where Crop Mobster was born, right here.
Crop Mobster has been going for about 6 months, and the basic idea is the same. They broadcast deal alerts through their website, Facebook page, and Twitter stream, connecting surplus food with willing takers. These wouldn't quite work for your weekly groceries. Not unless your shopping list includes, say, 100 pounds of organic heirloom tomatoes. But Papadopoulos says the offerings are just right for people willing to share a food pickup with neighbors, small businesses, cottage food makers, and hunger relief organizations.
In a matter of a couple hours, we'll pick the fruit or vegetables and we'll deliver it to hungry folks in the community.
Susan Kralovic recently joined Farm to Pantry as their West County coordinator. Kralovic was recently picking up her farm box from Bloomfield Farm.
And it just so happened that they had, I believe it was 374 pounds of vegetables that they were going to have to compost that day. But I was able to pack it in my car and take it over to Redwood Gospel Mission, which has a kitchen. They cook 300 meals a day for the homeless.
Papadopoulos estimates that Crop Mobster has prevented about 50 tons of food from going to waste so far. In the 6 months they've been operating, they've expanded their geographic range to 12 counties in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Our hope is that at some point in time, we can have an impact throughout the country and perhaps globally.
At the moment, Crop Mobster is still a small startup, with funding coming from an online tip jar. The small staff behind it work at other jobs, too. And they may explore other business models in the future, but making money, says Papadopoulos, isn't what this is about.
What really drives us is helping farmers, helping food, find a hungry home, and making sure that in some small way this is making a difference in our community.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.